There's one thing you can count on in life.
Death and taxes?
You know who used to always tell me that?
Your mom?
No, Coach Richardson.
Well, that's even more important.
He says, oh, one thing, gentlemen, is guaranteed it's going to happen. You can count on two things, actually, I guess. Death and taxes.
Death and taxes. He joins us now on the Rubber Revolution Hotline. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
How are you? Or I guess we're afternoon now, but...
Well, you're right. It is the afternoon. It just depends on where you're living. If you're in Texas now, it's still morning.
Okay, we'll go with that. Are you in Tulsa, or where are you?
Right now, I'm in Tulsa, heading down to the El Paso area, which is where I'm originally from.
Yes, sir. We were talking about the WNBA draft, and we're all excited here with you, your organization, taking Chastity Reed, but you also got the number 2 overall pick and a rather tall Australian coming to Tulsa to play for you, I understand.
Yes, our first pick was Liz Cambage from Australia, and a 19-year-old that's going to turn 20 almost when almost the WNBA season is over, late August, so... We're very happy about that. We also was able to pick up Caleb Peterson, who played at Stanford and was part of a great run out there for 3-4 years. And then, as you mentioned, we picked up Chastity Reed in the 3rd round. And I had the opportunity to go see her play a few ball games before we made that decision.
Yeah, you know, you can't go anywhere in the state of Arkansas without people catching on to it and talking about it. So we knew that you had seen her play. What was it about her game that you liked so much that led you guys to drafting her?
Well, I like, in other words, she played with the spirit of, you know, I think her mentality is scoring, and she had that mentality of a score. I don't think she's one of those what you call pure shooters. She's not a Pat Bradley. There ain't very many of those kind of guys around.
That's true.
Girls
That's
either, but she is. She has that mentality that you have to have. I think on this professional level, where you know she's not as thick as some of the girls like when I just got in Liz, but she's got the quickness and she's got decent ball handling skills that can get her available and we are looking for. For people who can put it in the hole, and she's able to do that at ULAR.
Have you talked to her much, Coach? I mean, she's I don't know how I would describe her. She's I don't want to call her a loose cannon, but she's somewhere between loose cannon and freewheeler. I mean, she's kind of out there. We love her personality, but she will say what's on her mind now.
Well, that's I will too.
I've heard that about you.
I mean, she's now heading to the professional level, and I talked with her last night. I have, you know, usually the great part about coaching pro, especially in the female game, you don't have to talk to them. You know, you can watch them and draft them. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about you've got to fall in love with the coach or you've got to fall in love with the player, the family. You don't have to do all that. You know, you draft, they come to play or they don't come to play. Mm-hmm. They're professionals now. It's about making a living. It's about it's a total different animal that we're dealing with as opposed to the college world or the high school world. So if she's if she's the kind that don't want to be coached, then she certainly will be moved on. So in the meantime, I got to look at her as an individual that wants to play and wants a job, and therefore she'll have to come in and win herself a job.
When is the training camp start?
Our opening training camp is May 15th, and approximately 3 weeks after that, we open up the season. And there's only 11 players on a roster, and you can only bring 15 people all together into your training camp. So there's four before June 2nd, you got to be down to 11.
What do you expect in this season? I know last year just the challenges of bringing some of the team back and getting acquainted with some new players. What are you expecting for this season?
Well, Pat, the thing that is important to me is that I'm finally getting a chance to build my own team, you know, go out and find the pieces that needs to be, you know, fixing the puzzle. Last year, coming into something that I, first of all, I knew nothing about women's basketball, I'll be honest with you. I knew that they couldn't play and do the things that I demand. even though you put some of that in, and you find out there are a few of them that can, and you got to find those other ones that will. And so coming into this year, my eyes opened. You know, I went in blind, you know, and old Granny would always say, blind leading the blind ain't very good, you know. So that's what we were. We're just a team and an organization that we didn't have a clue what was going on. But now that I can see a little bit, you know, another thing that I always will come up with, you know, in the world of the blind, the cross-eyed man is king. So I can look cross-eyed now a little bit because I can see a little bit better. So again, I got a chance to redo and have some fun trying to redo a basketball team, build my own squad, and build it around like the young lady that we drafted. It's about 6'8.5", 6'9". You know, you build something around her.
Mm-hmm. Coach Nolan Richardson joining us in the zone. Coach, Pat had talked earlier in the show about some challenges maybe in getting the Australian player over. I guess she's on the national team and her schedule is kind of weird. So are you familiar with what the deal is there? I'm not real, I guess, real clear on what the situation was.
Well, you know, they will be getting ready for the Olympics next year. Mm-hmm. So I think if that's what you're talking about,
yeah,
the possibility of her not playing over here might come true, may not. I can't worry about what's going to happen next year. I got to worry about what's going to happen this year.
Right.
And we know that she's not the only one involved with going to their country, getting ready for the Olympics. So we don't know exactly what the NBA or the WNBA will do in revising the schedule or what. But in the meantime, I am concerned about what we do right now.
Cheryl Swoops is going to be returning to your squad. So and Marion Jones also will be back again for another season?
Right. Well, Cheryl will speak on because Cheryl came to work out for me, kind of like Marion Jones. And I was very impressed with Cheryl Swoops' workout that we had with her about a month and a half ago and offered her what you call a training camp contract, which you got to come make the basketball team. And she showed me that she deserved a training camp. Here's a young lady that's been there, done that, has won probably three WNBAs, a gold medal. I mean, we're talking about she's 40 years old, but she looks like she's 25. She's kept herself in very good shape. And when I think of the ladies who were beating us at 38 and 39 last year, that was a no-brainer. You know, let's look at Cheryl and see if she can't help these youngsters become better team, you know, because like I said, the women's game's a little bit different, and since they're in the dressing room all the time, I have to get permission to go in the dressing room. So they can certainly be more of a leader to help me have a bridge there so we can touch across and get the right combinations and get them to play hard and knowing what it takes to win a championship. That's what I was looking for in Cheryl.
Coach, I know you don't always think that, you know, a coach has to be a psychologist also as well. And you're certainly one of the best out there dealing with people. But dealing with females on the court, that's got, because usually most people are dealing with females in other areas of life. But on the court, how are you able to make that adjustment?
I tell you what, last year was, of course, like going to school. Was it women 101? I thought I knew him. I have no clue about him. Not a single clue. My wife told me that, how in the heck can you deal with 11 and you can't even handle one? You got a point there.
You know, we've talked to other women's coaches, though, Coach, about, you know, in a lot of ways women are easier to deal with. Have you found that to be true?
Well, the thing that I like about the ladies is that they work hard. They listen to what you have to say. I think probably the part that sometimes some of them, and not all of them, they carry their feelings on their sleeves a little bit. You know, if you yell at one, maybe in a voice that they're not accustomed to be yelled at, or you know, then it's like, you don't like me. And it's not personal. It's a coaching technique. And there are some that it's probably been under those kind of coaches that it doesn't bother as much. But we got men that are that way also.
Yeah.
It's, again, it's, 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 Pat, just,
Pat is sensitive, I'm telling you. I don't know what you did to him, but he's real sensitive.
No, Pat wasn't. He was easy. I never said anything to Pat. You know, Pat never did anything wrong.
That's right, Coach.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right, Coach.
Stop it. Well, I'll tell you one thing about Chastity Reed. First of all, she's going to defend for you. And second of all, she's been barked at many times by Coach Foley. So she ought to be ready to roll in camp for you.
Well, that's good. I know Coach really has, you know, there were some games I went to and she wasn't even playing. So I got up and left, especially over at Oklahoma State one night. And then, of course, when I left, she played. So right. I figured she did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good. That's good. That'll kind of help get her prepared for her next journey in life.
When does your season end?
Looks like if we make it all the way through, you know, you're talking about October, the first part of October.
Okay.
So we're talking about starting, you know, actually May 15th to maybe October 4th or 5th.
If we came to Tulsa, is there any point in the season where you could spare 4 hours for a couple of guys that'd like to take you out golfing maybe?
If it's the right time, it's amazing. Since I've taken this job, I've really gotten involved with just the coaching aspect of it. And it's so sad because I needed, you know, that's one of the things that I enjoyed when I wasn't doing anything is going out playing golf.
Yeah.
But you got to give me enough time, a call in advance, enough that I see the schedule during the week. And there's no question. We could play. At that time, I might need to get on the golf course and play some just to get the hell away.
Well, we need to work it out. And if your game's rusty, we need to maybe play for a couple bucks, too, Coach.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? So
I can always play for a couple of bucks now.
I want to catch you when your game's a little off because, I mean, that'll help even it out.
It'll be off, but it don't stop me from playing for a couple.
Hey, listen, I've seen you play. With your game off, it's still better than my game on, so you're in good shape.
Well, if that's the case, man, we ought to play tomorrow. All right.
Coach, what want to get your thoughts on Coach Anderson taking the job at Arkansas. Obviously, it was something that just when you think about it now, the thing that pops into everyone's head is perfect timing for it, perfect fit, obviously, for the job. And you could just tell in the past couple of weeks, the entire state has I don't think I've seen them this excited for a long, long time.
Yeah, Pat, you're absolutely right. I'm very happy and very proud of Mike. I remember during the process, Mike and I, of course, I talk to Mike every day, sometimes two and three times a day. But Mike's the kind of young man, he's going to make his own mind. He's going to do his own thing. And he's always been that way as a player and as a coach. You know the keys, as I said before, to any program and bloodline is how well you recruit. You know, how well you recruit. You got to do the job in the recruiting aspect of it in order to have the kind of team that the people of Arkansas are going to expect. Now, the toughest part of that job to me would be the expectation. The expectation can be so high because you're coming back. You can live with that and live through that. You're going to be okay. You know, even though they said that, you know, that I'm gone, but we had so many great years, and everybody's looking for that again. That's kind of what they're looking for, and that's what they're hoping for. And I think Mike can give them that in time. I think that he's got to get himself situated where he can have the players that he wants under his system, and go from there.
Yeah, he's certainly accepting that challenge, and I think everyone thinks that he's because he's been there and he's seen it. How do you feel? You know, one of the things he came out with in his press conference was the quote, and he made reference to you of if you see him in a fight with a bear, you better help the bear. So when you know you've had that kind of impression on Mike Anderson, and not only Mike Anderson, all the other coaches that coached for you and players that played for you. Just talk about the feelings you get when you see some of those guys grow up and the success that they've had.
Well, the thing that I've always said, if I leave this earth, everybody says, what's your legacy? Well, my legacy, I hope, would be always that I touch someone, that I was able to give them something that would benefit their lives and benefit them to becoming a better person. That's the legacy. I mean, as I said many times, I don't think if I should be even reach the kingdom of heaven, he's ever going to ask me how many games I won, but he might just ask me how many lives have I touched. and to touch lives, you know, is so important to me. You know, they asked me about the Hall of Fame stuff. Hall of Fame and all the fame you can receive doesn't really mean that much, other than the fact that I was here and I, at that time, I've done something that was rewarded. But there's something that's more to it than the reward that you receive among yourself. The greatest reward a coach can receive is to watch what he plant grow and to be flourish and to become someone. That's the greatest compliment that I could ever receive. You know, when I look at my people, you look at you, or I look at any of the guys that I played, and they talk about them, that's when old Nolan's heart begins to pump like, God almighty, he made it, or he's going to make it. That's important to me.
Coach, a lot of people want to see Coach Anderson step in as the head coach after you and Arkansas parted ways. How much different do you think things would have gone had that happened immediately, as opposed to, you know, him going and having the success he did before arriving in Arkansas as the head coach?
Well, that's one thing I don't really – I don't ever go back and say what could have been.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen. And was it for the best? I think the good man upstairs makes everything for the best. He went off and did some great things at UAB. He got a chance to go back and let his mother – I never forget his mom – she passed away here not long ago, saying to me, Coach, I knew that he would come home. I didn't know it was going to take him so damn long to get back home. But maybe it's a good thing you did get fired. Thank you. You brought my son back. She and I had fun of trying to, because I would always make the statement in any kid's house, including Pat's house, when I talk to their parents, send me your boy, and I'll send you back a man. And I'm sorry I didn't. I'm going to have to call Pat's family. And I'm sorry I made a mistake. I need a few more years to work with Pat. So that's the only thing I can tell you.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you coming on. And we talked about it last season, didn't get it done, but we're definitely going to make it a point to get up there and catch a game, maybe do a broadcast or two from up there and hang out and take in what you're building up there in Tulsa.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You guys have a good day. And like I said, we're having big days over here right now because we're traveling around showing Liz Cambage her new home.
There you go.
We appreciate it, Coach.
Okay.
Coach, thank you.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Got it.